Good morning, Henk Langenhoven. Welcome to Breakfast with Refilo. It's been a week or so, just under a week, since that fire broke out at the Richards Bay dry bulk terminal. What has been the measure of the loss and the impact thus far?
Morning, Refilo. Thanks for the opportunity. Look, before I talk about that, I just want to clarify something. There are two terminals at Richards Bay. One is the coal terminal run by Richards Bay Coal facility, and it's a privately owned facility, and it has not been affected. That has been a source of great confusion. The Transnet terminal, the other terminal, is where the fire broke out. Great. And that impacts on chrome and magnetite and also coking coal imports for the steel sector. So there's been a lot of confusion about this. And secondly, I think it's also important to say that there's been a general slowdown in rail and harbour throughput. A lot of it is to do with operational issues, but we also get the idea that the slow pace of maintenance on rail infrastructure, rolling stock, etc., has to a large degree caught up with Transnet, and it's not something that you can fix quickly. In most of the four minerals that you've been mentioning, we've been exporting much slower than we did in 2019 even. So that I think is very important to understand. It's been reported wrongly, even by Reuters yesterday. The impact, of course, depends on how long this takes to recover. We are more or less 300,000 tons below the exports for chrome for analyzed for this year. So if at the moment there's no chrome moving through that port, sometimes Durban is used if it's really necessary, and we have some problems at Durban as well. The other option for chrome ore exporters is Maputo. But you can just imagine if 4 or 5 million tons are now diverted on top of what is already exported through Maputo, the bottlenecks that are occurring at Lebombo at the border post has been anyway a big issue, and this could make it very difficult. So the overall impact has been slow exports. But this is not good for solving the problem, if I can put it that way.
For sure. So are you able to quantify in rands what 6 days of hampered trading means in terms of export loss?
Not really. I mean, the numbers are in the order of about 1 million tons going through Richards Bay per month or every 2 months in chrome ore. So 6 days or a week or 2 weeks, you can just work out what that means. Chrome, strangely enough, chrome ore trade has been softening because of the problems that China has with electricity. So they're not importing that much of chrome ore. It has a good impact on ferrochrome because the South African smelters now have a market that China can't deliver worldwide. So it's been a strange flip of the switch, if I can put it that way. But it's quite important that we solve the overall problem of rail. And as you probably know, Transnet has been lamenting about the theft of copper cables and damage to their infrastructure. And the industry is really taking hands with them and trying to solve that problem, so that we can at least get the stuff to the harbors.
Right.
But we need to solve this problem at the harbor as quickly as possible.
Certainly so. And as you said a little bit earlier, this fire is really just an exacerbation of an already problematic situation. Again, when you say that exports have been slower than in 2019, would you attribute that almost entirely to the stolen copper cables, the operational inefficiencies? Or could we say, you know, the world did slow down for a year and a half?
No, the world shut down, but the trade in commodities did not.
Right.
It's an interesting question that you're asking, because that was the perception when the pandemic started. that economic growth will slow down and therefore demand for commodities and therefore the prices of that commodities. Exactly the opposite happened. Of course, we had the lockdown, but prices actually rocketed gold, because of the uncertainty. But sure. The other part is the uncertainty about supply chain from the exporting countries, the mineral exporting countries. So we have been benefiting quite dramatically to the degree of 30 to 50% in some cases, better prices for our exports, which is the biggest reason for the better results that the mining companies are actually declaring. That there are some changes taking place, like I said now, about the situation with coal in China because of the spat that they have with Australia. And then electricity shortage is there, which is actually strange to think about. We haven't seen iron ore's been slightly slower as well and softer the prices, but it has picked up again. So we hope that this price boom, if you want, will continue for a while. The other issue, which I think all of us talk about but don't think about the impact on minerals, is this green revolution, if I can call it that. So there are changing demand for copper and zinc and the cleaner platinum group energy, platinum group minerals. And that is virtually an industrial revolution, which has a lot of uncertainty because we don't know where the technology is going. There are, for example, 10 applications of batteries. Nobody knows which battery will be the most important one and the highest demand. So all over the world, the countries that are processing this and building batteries and clean technology, machinery and cars, are looking for these minerals. And that uncertainty is driving also, let's say, the green minerals and metals that are produced worldwide, which is a strange situation. It's something that we are not used to. All of us have learned in history books about the Industrial Revolution. This is virtually another one. And I mean, with COP 26, as you were talking about, it's high on the agenda.
For sure.
So there's a shift in South African mining as well to cater for this and supply. And we're very lucky that we have a little bit of copper, but much more zinc, chrome is available, platinum, of course, the rhodium and palladium, which is really to our benefit.
Indeed. Just in terms of moving forward from here, investigations, as we understand it, are underway. There's a board of inquiry into what happened there at Transnet port terminals. Any word that you're getting from them in terms of findings from that investigation, or are they tight-lipped with you as well?
As of last night, no. But they will communicate with us, we believe, because we are, I don't know whether you know, but we are one of the biggest customers of Transnet.
Sure.
We are more than 80% of Transnet freight rails income and about half of Transnet. So we are big customers and they do talk to us.
Which
we wish them luck. This is important for them and for the country.
For certain. Thank you so much for giving us that context and disabusing us with things. We're a little bit confused in the reports. Henk Langenhoven is Chief Economist of the Minerals Council of South Africa.